Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world. You've tuned into the Max City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time. The fact that you spend with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Elliot, for having me on. My name is Jack Provincial. I'm the president of Coverall Uniform Linen and Mats here in Fort McMurray.
There we go. So last time you were here, you were kind of like ambushed and surprised. Yeah. Mr. McGrath brought you on. He said, sit down, let's film.
Yeah.
And this time you're back for a different reason, though. So why are you here today?
We're here because we were a nominee, one of four nominees for the Social Corporate Collaboration Award presented by Suncor and the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, that's awesome. Congratulations. So that's appreciate a big deal, man.
Yeah. Last year we were a nominee and actually got awarded the Environmental and Sustainability Award presented by Suncor and the Chamber of Commerce. And this year we're just glad to be back and super grateful.
So when you're falling into these categories, like what are you doing in as an organization like that puts you in a position to be nominated for that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I mean, for the Environmental and Sustainability one last year, we do some things with carbon reduction. We do test pilots on water usage as a laundry facility here.
Mm-hmm.
For the Corporate Social Collaboration Award, that was really aimed towards how businesses collaborate and support social profits and community events within Fort McMurray. So it's something we take to heart. You know, I was born and raised in Fort McMurray.
Yeah.
Company since the inception was here.
Yeah.
We've grown with Fort McMurray and we're just grateful to give back.
That's awesome. Now, when it comes to coveralls, like me and Tanner were joking around about it a few days ago, I sent him to an event, this is years ago now, to at the oil and gas trade show that's taking place right now, and he had to record a whole event. Like, how long was it, Tanner? Like an hour or two?
Like half my life.
Yeah, felt like half his life about coveralls.
Okay.
And he's just like, bro, so boring and dry. And he's just like, I just have to sit there and like look at this camera. And these guys were talking about, like, I don't even know what they were talking about. And he said, like, at the end of it, though, he was just like, thank God, it finished. And he's like, does anybody have any questions? He's like, who's going to have any questions on this topic?
Yeah.
And he said the hands were just like, doof, 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 doof.
Everybody had a question about linens in there.
If you can't hear Tanner, everybody had a question about linens. Like, your industry, although to some who aren't in it, like, are like, what are we talking about here? But it's really diverse and new things are always happening. So, like, what's cool and what's going on in your environment right now?
I mean, we're a little bit unique in the fact that we do cleaning as well as we manufacture our own line of garments.
Okay.
So, that's kind of unique to us. And what we try to do is focus on automation, which really brings the benefit back to our team members and the customer.
Yeah.
And then carbon reduction and water reduction.
Okay.
People don't necessarily always think about the dry process of a traditional wet and wash.
Yeah.
It's pretty carbon intense.
Yeah.
So what we did was we invested in ultra low NOx burners, reducing our greenhouse gas emissions by 240%.
Wow, I wouldn't even think that'd be on your radar.
Yeah, you know, I think, I gotta say, the past president of Coverall really had a vision of where I think Canada was going.
Yeah.
So back in 2010, he actually invested in this equipment, and we're only getting recognized for it now because it's kind of a push.
That's right.
But I was happy we invested at the time, and we're just, proud to do it.
That's really cool. We had a guy on the show a few weeks ago, Joshua Agogo.
Okay.
And he was talking all about how they are going to start, like the government, there's new policies, regulations, it's a whole new accreditation of accounting now, that they're going to be counting carbon credits and companies who are doing it well versus not. And like you can actually like get money back dependent on like what you're doing. So you guys are like ahead of that charge already.
Yeah, we just have to, I think, spend more time analyzing, you know, the different initiatives the government's putting forward with the ESG, tax credits, you know, that type of thing. You know, I think that's the next step for us.
That's wild. A few days ago, myself and Tanner, and I'm not in the industry. I don't wear coveralls on the regular. That being said, I do have a pair of custom coveralls that I wear every once in a while because they're fashionable and they're cool.
Okay.
But we drove by a store and they were promoting women's coveralls. Like it was a whole store primarily just talking about that, which I did have to wear coveralls back in the day. I was out at site every once in a while. Can you talk a little bit about like the female component and like where your industry is going there? Because like when I was at site, that was not a thing whatsoever. So it was kind of neat to see that.
Yeah, 100%. And you kind of see, again, that inclusion shift. And what we have done is, ArmorReady is the brand that we manufacture. Okay. And we manufacture with interior belt loops, three tiers, which you can wear on site. And really the point of it was for true inclusion of a garment, because both men and women struggle to wear coveralls properly.
Yes.
Low-hanging crotches.
Yeah.
You know, it's a mess.
Yeah.
So what we did was, and we received a patent on it.
Okay.
Is a three-tiered interior belt loop system where you can adjust the coverall to fit more like a shirt and pant.
Okay.
And that's kind of our approach on the inclusion portion of it. And I mean, we started doing that about 7 years ago.
Nice. Man, you're using all the right buzzwords today.
Yeah.
Like... You really are. But that's amazing because, like, you're not just using them to use them. Like, they're obviously, like, built into, like, the fabric of your organization right now.
Yeah, I mean, we try not really to follow the fab, but really just do the right thing from the get-go.
Yeah.
And continue to grow and learn.
Yeah.
You know, our garments now can insert armor for your knees, your elbows, your tailbone for low-impact, high-stress point injuries. Because I don't know how many times, you know, you go on site and you have to kneel on grading, kneel on rocks. You have a slip, trip, and fall. Unfortunately, it happens.
Yeah.
These are all things that you can do to your garment that protect you. And they're so much more comfortable than those strap-on knee pads no one wants
to wear. Yeah, yeah. So is that built into all of the coveralls that you have now?
Yeah, so they're built into all of our coveralls. So you can remove the pads because some applications you don't require it.
Right.
But there's many that do require it. So we kind of allow the custom fit with the interior belt loops. Some people use them, some people don't. The knee pads, the elbow pads, the tailbone pad. Totally customizable, but it comes standard, so you can use it.
Cool. Listen, I got so many questions on this vein, but before we get to that, we're going to throw to an ad. Carrie, take it away.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end, and during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen, but sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
Carrie from Patchouli Rose, thank you very much. We appreciate your time. All right, so now with these coveralls that, like, you can do manipulations and put things in and you can zip them up, like, is this a conversation that's happening, like, with you and your operations team? Like who's coming up with this concept of, like, pushing the needle forward on the basic coverall that you have?
Yeah. So before we manufactured, we were just cleaning coveralls.
That's right.
Right.
That's why I know you guys. It's like cleaning coveralls and like mats.
100%. Mats. Yeah. Our mats are actually here.
That's right. That's right.
So we started off cleaning coveralls and we got to see a lot of manufacturers' garments. And we'd also hear the end user's complaints.
Yeah.
Right? They don't fit me properly. Strap-on knee pads are uncomfortable. So I really got to give credit to, again, the past president of Coverall, Patton and Rose, who's an owner as well. They seen the need.
Yeah.
And we knew that the market was going to get so competitive that if we didn't transition to manufacture our own garment and make it so much better than everyone else is,
mm-hmm.
we're going to have a hard time competing in 5 years.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? So that got instilled in our team, and now just runs through innovation.
Yeah.
You know.
And even where you guys are located, too, just as like a no-brainer in Taganova.
Yeah.
Like, it's just the spot to be.
15 minutes from Suncor.
Yeah.
You know, and our other company, D Laundromat, which is still downtown,
mm-hmm.
That does like coin laundry. That's how we actually originally started.
Yeah.
It was Coin Laundromat downtown, D Laundromat.
Yeah. Yeah, just right around over there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wild. So, with the pick, I know nothing about your organization, so I'm interested in it. With the picking up of the coveralls, like, that is a huge undertaking in itself. How do you do that? Like, how do the coveralls get from the sites, because they're numerous, to your facility to clean?
So we have field reps. You know, I think we have 15 field reps now, through days and night shifts, that go to site. And I'd say the most complex part is you would go to a site, whether it's Syncrude, Suncor, CNRL, and you might service them directly. But you certainly service probably 20 other contractors.
That's right.
You know, and you
have to keep
everything separate. You can't mix the bags of any sort.
Right.
So we leverage technology through RFID. We, you know, do bin allocations. We try to be as organized as possible.
Yeah.
But I got to say, at the beginning stages of the company, it was certainly a touch and go and learn.
Yeah.
How to do it right.
That's right, because it would have to be, because that's what I'm talking about, because you might not, like, let's say you have one contract with a contractor, you might not have it with the other one necessarily, and then, like, when you show up back to work, you want your coveralls, because they fit you right, sometimes they have a name badge 100%. On them, like, the picking up of the coveralls, in theory, makes sense to me. I'm like, I can wrap my head around the mechanics of that.
Yeah.
The getting it back just is like...
Yeah, our QC team does a great job.
Yeah.
You know, and the sorting team at the very beginning of the process, fantastic job. You know,
yeah.
we, on average, clean about 6,500 coveralls a day. And then when we go into different turnaround events, that number could increase to more of like 8,500 to 9,000 coveralls a day.
Wild. That's so cool. Mm-hmm. So outside of coveralls, what's been keeping you busy since the last time we hung out?
You know, I'm... really just focus on a little bit of work and a little bit of fun.
Yeah.
I'm involved in the Fort McMurray Ravens football program.
Okay.
So that's been great. You know, part of our community initiatives isn't just, you know, what Coverall does on a monetary scale,
yeah.
but also what the people of Coverall do for the community.
Right.
And one of the initiatives Coverall has is for every 8 hours you volunteer, we match it with a full day paid off.
No way.
Yeah.
That's
so,
cool, man.
Yeah, it pushes our team members to get in the community.
Yeah.
And they get benefited by it.
Yeah.
I think everyone wants a paid day off.
That's right. That's right.
So we launched that program during COVID.
Yeah.
And what struck that was COVID was create some fiscal issues.
Yeah.
I think for everyone.
Yeah.
And we still wanted to give back to the community, but we couldn't do it in the same capacity in terms of, you know, monetary value.
Yeah, yeah.
So what we said, what we could do is get our team members to volunteer.
Yeah.
So that's something we did.
It's a good idea, because back in the day, I remember when there was so much money floating around Fort McMurray, not-for-profits just had money.
Yeah.
But the component of that is they didn't have the bodies to actually do the work. And they said, like, listen, money's great, thank you. However, like, can somebody show up?
Yeah.
And so, like, that's a good... idea of like going around and still being like engaged. It's funny, when you own a company, you can do weird things that like sometimes work, sometimes don't, but like you can like play around with it. One of my things that I do, which like from a productivity standpoint of like staff, is like we don't have vacations. Like there's no like, oh, I'm gonna like, I have like 2-3 weeks. It's just like, no, you get as many vacations as you want.
Yeah.
Like we don't track it. I don't care. Like, and then you can ask, hey, I want to be gone for this time frame. And it's like, okay, well, you know your job. Can you be gone for that time frame?
Yeah, you let me know.
And then it's just like, yeah, I can be. I'm like, all right, well, then bounce, right? But, like, it's a different mindset. And for me, I found, like, the productivity level of my team because of that has gone huge. Because everybody is an adult.
Yeah.
Like, and if you treat them like an adult, then, like, they'll behave as one, right? So it's just, yeah.
100%, Elliot. And, you know... one thing about, you know, being an adult and being responsible, but also I think naturally people want to do a good job.
That's right. Facts.
So if you just let them be who they are, you know, with a little bit of guidance and structure and mentorship.
Yeah.
But really, they want to do a good job.
That's right.
I don't think people wake up saying, man, I'm really going to suck at my job today.
That's right. Yeah, nobody's doing that. No. So that's a cool volunteering strategy, though. I love that.
Yeah.
That's really nice. And so, like, obviously, that's a win for your employees. That's a win for you. And that's a win for any, like, nonprofit that they go and, like, they volunteer their time with.
Yeah.
Yeah. So with you and the Ravens, how did you end up selecting them? Like,
yeah. So 2 years ago, I joined a meeting, and it was really a meeting about donations.
Okay.
And I played football growing up here in Fort McMurray, and I have a passion for it.
Yeah.
And I think that came out in the meeting. The meeting ended. 2 hours later, I get a phone call from the former president, and he's like, man, you got to join.
Yeah.
You know, we would love to have you. So I did that for 2 years. I resigned this basically a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Just, you know, with a lot going on, and they're really off to a good start.
Yeah.
And they're going to be really successful.
That's nice. Like, what's the program numbers like for football now in Fort McMurray?
It depends if you're going to calculate like the Saints High School as well as the junior program with the Ravens.
Right.
I'd say a couple hundred kids.
That's wild. Because I remember, like, football had just started, like, when I was in high school. And it was only Father Merck that had the team.
Yeah.
And so everybody had to, like, go to Merck.
Yeah.
And it was, like, a good incentive to go to Merck. Like, it was smart on them. But then it just, like, grew into, like, what it is now, which is fun. Fort McMurray only used to be football or hockey.
100%. Yeah. And it's still, like, a competition a little bit, trying to get... You know, kids that want to play hockey into football and soccer and rugby. Yeah. Fort McMurray has so many sports to offer. Mm-hmm. And the seasons sometimes collide. But I think there's multi-sport athletes in Fort McMurray, and these kids just want to get out and compete and have a good time.
That's cool. Well, listen, my dude, we're out of time. But that being said, you've been here before. You know the drill. You get a shameless shout-out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Yeah, I'd just like to thank the Coverall team as well as Suncor and the Chamber of Commerce for picking us as a nominee for the Social Collaboration Award this year.
There we go. Well, Fort McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world. That's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show from the bottom of my heart. Thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Thank you both for your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.